Exclusive, Duke Buckner, Black Community Realizing They Were Better With Trump. By Hannah Knudsen on June 17, 2024. The Black community has a clear comparison and can see that they were better under the leadership of former President Donald Trump. Duke Buckner, challenger of Democrat Representative Jim Clyburn, DSC, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Buckner first pointed to the economic realities that Americans know all too well. Bidenomics and gas being over $3 a gallon. That means many folks are working just to put gas in their car. When President Trump was in office, gas was under $2 a gallon. Now it's well over $3. And when you have 78% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, and for many people, bankruptcy seems like the only way out, it's very difficult and very challenging. And a lot of folks, especially the African American community, who now can compare apples to apples, okay, 4 years on the Trump versus 4 years on the Biden, they're coming to the conclusion that we were doing a lot better by President Trump. Buckner said, explaining that this is prompting them to move away from the Democrat Party and becoming more independent-minded. Buckner said he explains to voters that the Democratic Party today is not the Democratic Party of our parents. The progressive Democrats have stolen the party, really, have taken over the party and swung so far to the left, that many folks are saying in the African American community that, you know, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me, he revealed. And so they're moving and saying and identifying as being more independent and voting for the person and not the party instead of voting straight ticket, he said, as he and host Mike Slater spoke about Trump speaking to a black church in Detroit over the weekend. Trump at that church in West Detroit, and the biggest applause line was "I won't let men in women's bathrooms," and everyone went nuts, Slater noted. Buckner said he disagrees with the chatter that Trump will not perform better among black voters than Republicans traditionally do. I disagree with that, and I don't share this as jokingly, but it's a true story. I was out campaigning and an African American gentleman came up to me and I said, "Yeah, you know, what do you think about the, you know, situation with President Trump?" And he said, "Well, I'm gonna vote for him because he's one of us now," he said, adding, "I know that's funny, but what he was saying was, listen, we can identify with this sham trial that the president just went through. We can identify with, you know, the cards being stacked against you before you even get to the trial. And the fact that he is a convicted felon, we can identify with that, not the fact that whether he did it or not, but the fact of whether or not it was a fair trial. And we've been dealing with that for a long time as African American males. And they say, hey, he's one of us, now, we're going to vote in support," he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Duke Buckner, June 17, 2024. And that's what they're saying to me. And so, you know, for folks that say, "Well, he's not going to get this, and he's not going to do this," I disagree. That's not what the talk is on the street. It's the exact opposite of that, he continued, explaining that the Democrats' stronghold on black voters can be broken by exposing the Democratic Party. He used former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, as an example, noting that she explained why she left the Democrat Party when she left. "That message," he said, "is resonating. She left the Democratic Party. And if you go back and look at the reasons that she stated for why she left, it's just, I mean, she laid it all out. They are hostile to people of faith. They are hostile against law enforcement and people trying to protect others. They are, I mean, she just laid out, you know, they are warmongers and want war, and they are basically not sincere in their advocacy of the quote-unquote minority groups that they say that they really want to help," he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.